B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time, Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hour number four, Felger and Mass from the Miami Beach Convention Center, Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Hour four of the program brought to you by Bubs Naturals Collagen Protein. I use that stuff quite a bit. Mix it in with your coffee. Improve your skin tone. Improve your hair. Well, sorry, Mass.
No, I like it like this.
It does improve your hair, if you have any.
Dude, I'm okay with this look.
Okay, the collagen stuff is good for your hair, your skin, your fingernails. Also, like workout recovery, you're less sore, Murray.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna get me some Bubs.
I highly recommend it.
I've never had a problem with soreness after workouts.
In resetting,
it's a gift.
Our top stories. My favorite thing from the week, and we have no more guests, so we'll take your calls the whole rest of the hour. 617-779-0985 was the fact that slime ball Brandon Lang yesterday was right. And I say slime ball with all the love and respect in my heart. Like,
he just emanates all things Las Vegas.
Just that shady Las Vegas gambler came on yesterday and out of nowhere dropped a bomb saying his sources in Las Vegas have told him that Tom Brady has bought real estate in Vegas. And
okay.
Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by.
It's the Maz. Now we're talking. That always gets.
That was our reaction to it. I thought, well, that's just Brandon Lang. I can't trust that guy. I mean, and again, I don't mean to be ripping on the guy, but let's just, you know, call for what it is.
Yeah, again, it's just part of the culture there.
I mean, I wouldn't trust me either. It's just some jamoke who says, yeah, I heard he bought a house in Vegas.
I wouldn't trust anybody from Vegas.
All right, Brandon. But then wouldn't you know it's someone I do trust? Rob Hardy Poole, who has sources on the ground himself in Las Vegas. He lived there for, what, like 5-6 years or something?
Something like that.
So he's got contacts out there. According to his contacts, Brandon Lang was right. And they have the community where Brady bought, the developer that he's invested with, and it's true. It's true. Brady has bought real estate in Vegas. So that, to me, is a significant story. And that is, again, another sign that he ain't joking around, and it could very well be Vegas, and if it is, he's got something already set for himself. And I am someone who follows the real estate, follows the kids, where do they go to school, follows the wife. I think those are tells. It's been with a lot of athletes, and I think this is a real good chance to be with Brady as well. Now, on this report with the real estate, we don't know when he bought. Caller called him and said he thinks it was 2 years ago. I have no idea. Hardy doesn't know. His people don't know when the actual transaction occurred. Did he put the deposit down 2 weeks ago when he was out for the fight talking with Mark Davis? That would certainly be telling. If he bought it 2 years ago, that would be telling too. It wouldn't, you know, would certainly put some of the damper on that Brady to Vegas thing. But I think it's real, and I don't care whether he can excuse it as a vacation property, an investment property, whatever. He's got a home in Vegas. He's got a landing spot, a place to operate out of if he goes to the Las Vegas Raiders.
So I go back to what Jay Glazer said yesterday in that report that we played. Brady has options. Tom Brady has options, both in terms of his football career and places to live and everything else. Got plenty of options. I still think that he's gone. He wants to play. He's annoyed that they didn't commit to him. Now he's going to hit the market. And I sort of look at it practically. They haven't committed to him up to now. All of a sudden, they're going to just give him a two-year deal at age 43, or, you know, season starting age 43 next fall. Well, you know, to me, I don't see how all that changes course.
Brady to Vegas, how do you feel about it? One of the items. Second item, if Brady goes to Vegas and Derek Carr now springs free from the Raiders, is that someone you'd be interested in bringing to New England to be the next guy or the holdover guy to whoever the next guy is to be an option for the Patriots?
No, thanks.
I'm a yes.
I can live with it. I don't hate him like I hate Andy Dalton or Marcus Mariota.
So between Mariota, Dalton, or Derek Carr, where would you go?
Oh, I'd take Derek Carr. I'd go Carr, Mariota, precipitous drop off, Andy Dalton.
So I would too, but I go back to my own thing, old thing. The price has to be right, and I don't think Derek Carr takes a sort of prove-it deal. I need a quarterback here on a short-term prove-it deal.
Yeah, he ain't playing for like 10, 11 million bucks
a year. He makes 20-something million. Yeah. He's one of the has a franchise contract. I don't think he's going to come and play for peanuts or put in incentives or anything like that.
Have to be a restructure.
So I don't think there's a match there. Okay, so there's that. Those two things are on the table. We also hit on the continuing disrespect of Jimmy Garoppolo and why people want to continue to disrespect this guy. And Murray wants to continue to agitate us on this topic. There was a ESPN Plus story. They're nerds, the Pro Football Focus nerds.
So happy I pay for it. It's ranked, one of the great columns I've ever read.
Ranked the 20 players in the Super Bowl from 1 to 20 or 1 to whatever it was.
Oh, it's like 1 to 53.
It was 1 to 53, okay? And guess where our guy, James G. Garoppolo, landed?
17th.
Number 17.
Of course, as we learned from Steve Palazzolo, this study was position agnostic. Just making sure everybody is aware of that. Position agnostic.
Pro Football Focus were the nerds behind this sample. It wasn't a poll. It wasn't a talking to GMs. It was the nerds at Pro Football Focus. We had on one of the nerds.
Yes, he was here. You're literally calling a 7-foot man a nerd.
This guy's a giant. This guy's a beast. You all know him. Steve Palazzolo. Yeah. He does NBC Sports Boston stuff. Really nice guy. Also huge. But I can call him like I see you. You work for Pro Football Focus. You're a nerd.
Totally.
It's nerd stats.
I mean, to me, that was self-evident.
Okay. So the nerds have Jimmy Garoppolo 7. So even the nerds are attacking Jimmy Garoppolo.
They know what they see. They know they use their eyes, and then they put their analytics behind it. And there you go. I was saying earlier, don't call him Pro Football Focus. Just call him pure factual facts.
Yeah. Let's not ignore the position agnostic element of this study. And for those who don't understand that term, A, you shouldn't because it's stupid. And B, what it means, position agnostic is that you don't favor one position over the other. In other words, if a right tackle is rated higher than Jimmy Garoppolo, which he is, it means that he's better at being a right tackle than Garoppolo is at being a quarterback, which completely dismisses the importance of the quarterback position.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, okay, you have it go agnostic with this column. We all know the quarterback's the most important position in football and maybe in all of sports. Someone's going to have to play it. So it's Jimmy Garoppolo. So, yes, theoretically, if it wasn't agnostic, he'd be number two because quarterback's that important. But when you look around the field and look at all the other players, I think Garoppolo lands just where he should be. Hell, I haven't even had him at 18th. Raheem Mostert was at 18. I'd flip. I would actually, Jimmy Garoppolo, 18th on this list.
I just cannot wait. To me, the best story of this game on Sunday would be if it's a shootout, Jimmy keeps up, and then wins the game at the end. That would be a story. F you, Patrick Mahomes. F you, anybody who didn't believe for me. F you, Murray.
That's what you should have started with. That's what you really mean.
F you, Gasper and Murray. Okay, so that's on the table. We did a Celtics Minute, a Felger and Maz Celtics report brought to you by that Red Lodgings that Murray gave me before we went. So if you want a scouting report or a report on the Celtics by someone who felt like he was tripping on acid, go back and listen to our 235 segment. I won't repeat it, but I loved the game. I wonder why. But man, this is so cool.
You really did. We were the talk of when we were going there, like, hey, maybe we'll leave at halftime. We'll get to this dinner.
I was into it.
Yeah. Mike and I went back down to the seats. We're like, this is great. Let's stay till the end.
It was. I thought it was a good game. It was a good competitive game. I thought the Celtics played well. I loved myself some Kemba Walker last night. That's a bad little man. I like him.
Isaiah 2.0.
He's better than that. He's tougher than that. And I'm not saying Isaiah
was
wasn't
plenty tough.
Isaiah would stick his nose in there. But what I mean is, neither of them are more physical. Look at Kemba Walker's body. He's like
chiseled,
wiry muscle. And Isaiah was a little soft. You know, he wasn't quite like that. This Kemba Walker, he's a bad dude. He's good. He's good, Maz. He cares, and he's tough. And
he's a good player.
He's a really good player.
He's a good player.
Every Celtics fan in the audience just said, get Felger high.
So that's you always say nice things about the Celtics? Yeah. One of those red suckers you gave me. Yeah. Holy crap.
Got to give you two of them before you go to a Bruins game.
So we can discuss the Celtics, if you like. There's a little Mookie Betts we can discuss. We can discuss my hangover, which is vast improved. I was not well today. I was about 4.5. About a 4.5 on a scale of 10, which is actually much better than the last couple of years, where Murray had me coming in here at about a 1 or a half or a negative 1. Last year was a negative 1. Today I'm about a 4.5, so not great, but certainly manageable. And
enough that you're doing another dinner tonight.
But I'll just say, I'll go to dinner, no problem. I'm never taking another one of your candies.
There's got to be something left there. You're still here for a few days. You eat the rest
of it. I'm telling you, I'm a big believer in legalized marijuana. I've said this, but what you gave me last night should not be legal. That should not be legal. That was too strong. Okay, so anyway,
maybe you're just a lightweight.
That's categorically been proven a million times over.
Seriously, though. The freaking ball had barely been tossed up in the air, and we were all but scraping you off the floor.
Murray sent me planet Kryptonia. Seriously. Okay, so all that is your reset. Calls on all of it the whole rest of the way. Harry and Swansea, you've been waiting patiently to give me a take about Belichick. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, my opinion on Belichick is that he's blown some Super Bowls for the Patriots, and he's damaged their image with Spygate. You know, with the Malcolm Butler thing, when he says it's team over anything else, was that team over everything else when he did that to Malcolm Butler?
No, he put himself first, Harry. So what's your conclusion?
No, my conclusion with Bill Belichick is his ego gets in the way sometimes.
Yes.
And he'll punish people like Wilka. He'll punish people. You're sitting out half a quarter. You're doing stuff like that. You should never bring your ego or your emotions into your job. And I think that's what he does.
I know, Harry, but...
Easier said than done.
Not perfect.
Any walk of life.
Proves he's human. Proves he's human. He has friends that he likes to take care of. He has people that he don't like that he wants to undermine. Sometimes he makes decisions based on emotions or based on his feelings or what's right for him, not necessarily the team. That is wrong. But it's also human. That's what you do. And so people who think, like, Bill's like this robot... Give me a break. Like, I mean, the caller mentioned Malcolm Butler was not what was in the best interest of the team. Benching Wes Welker for the stupid foot jokes was just asinine. That was about him and the coaches union, you know. So he didn't like Wes, you know, teasing a fellow coach. So that wasn't what was best for the team. He sat him for the first quarter of a freaking playoff game. That's brutal. And the Jimmy Garoppolo trade was not done in the best interest of the franchise, the return on it. And so... Like, yeah, those are big ones.
So the only thing I was going to ask Harry is...
But, I mean, so what's the conclusion?
You're right, weigh out the pluses and the minuses. Is he worth it? You know, Harry's... Of course he's worth it. I mean, it's not even close for crying out loud. So obviously you take the negatives with Belichick. Harry hates Belichick.
He does.
He hates Belichick.
Final hour of your calls. We'll get right back to it after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass are live from the Miami Convention Center. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, Felger and Mass present another motivational Super Bowl text from Bill Belichick to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hey, JG. Happy hump day. Camel emoji. Need a laugh before practice today? Tabloid saying, goat emoji, getting dumped by Super G, LOL, crying laughing emoji. Told you he's washed up on the field and off, LOL, winking face with tongue emoji. Talk to you later, send.
All right, we're counting down to the Super Bowl Wednesday. Almost through day three. Again, this hour of the program has been brought to you by Bubs Naturals Collagen Protein. Here on Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. DraftKings joining the simulcast sponsorship, so a full universal title sponsor. I love it. Absolutely love it. Back to your phones, as promised. Arthur and Brockton. Go ahead, Arthur.
What's up, fellas? I'm happy for Tom to be able to make the decision and move on. I think people should stop including Jimmy G in that decision, though, because his record set a contract, and as far as I remember, Brady never set a contract. Excuse me, set a record with his contract. Yeah. So it's hard to assume that we would have even been able to keep Jimmy G with the kind of money he was requesting. So, congrats to Jimmy. I hope he wins. It just, people should.
Arthur, thanks for the call. Maz, we talked about this so often, I've stopped asking you. You don't still believe the Patriots should have kept Garoppolo and pay him $30 million to back up?
I mean, I told you I would do it. The fact that they didn't, it's fair to say you can't blame them for it because of the money that's involved. But my personal feeling, and again, it's easy to say when it's not your money, but if I'm running a team and I'm a billionaire however many times over, and I have the next quarterback, I'm not letting him go over $20 million.
So for it to play out the way you said, what would have happened is they would have given Jimmy Garoppolo a franchise tag to backup. So that's like 26, 27, whatever it would have been that 2018 year.
Agreed. Yeah, okay? It's a huge amount of money.
Between 25 and 30 million, fully guaranteed and no foolish business,
right.
Meaning no deferring the money, no all the things that they and other NFL teams like to do to defer money or push it down the road or make it funny money. Real money, $27 million called to backup, and the Patriots went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you're saying they would have kept him for $30 million. They would have gone to the Super Bowl. Brady was the league MVP, and they would have walked on from Brady that offseason and kept Garoppolo or paid him another $30 to back up another year?
I'm not saying they would have. I'm saying I would have.
Okay, you would have let Brady go on his MVP year.
Okay, so again, after the MVP year.
And you own a team and you're responsible for the brand and the franchise. You would have moved on from Brady after he won the MVP and that Eagles loss.
Yes, I would have.
And you'd now be fired.
I mean, it's so easy to say where you're sitting, and I just have to be realistic.
Of course it is.
Realistic.
I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that it's easy to say where I'm sitting. I get all that, but I also think it's consistent with what I've said about the quarterback position, which is I don't care if they offer you 4 first-round picks. If he's the guy, you don't trade him. And I don't care what it costs me to keep him for a year or maybe even 2. I think the position is really worth it. So now again, just put it in these terms, and I know this isn't a perfect comparison. What if he were Patrick Mahomes? Would it have been worth it keeping him?
Yes.
Okay, so that's sort of, if to me, the way it was trending was Bill's got a guy he can win with. Garoppolo looked good in that offense the last time we saw him start a game, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, so, I mean, then you would have asked Brady to move on a whole year before that. You would have asked him to move on after winning the Super Bowl in 2017. Goodbye.
Correct.
MVP caliber, because I don't keep Jimmy for 1 year on the franchise tag on the bench. That's just a waste of money. So Brady's gone after playing at an MVP level and winning the Super Bowl. Tough. I mean, tough. If you could.
Well, no, they didn't win the Super Bowl that year. They lost it to Philly.
In 2017, no.
17. They lost it to Philly.
That was the year they lost. Okay, right. Oh, so I've just got my years mixed up.
Yeah, but, I mean, you won it last year.
Okay, you're in this era, though, where Brady's going to Super Bowls every year and winning the MVP. And you're going to walk away. I mean, it's just, that's why I don't rip the crafts for it. It's like that's.
I'm not ripping the crafts for it. I get it. I'm just telling you that, to me, when you get the next guy, you keep him.
Derek in the car. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So I agree with Maz. I like the whole, you know, even if it's real money, just keep the guy. So, question more towards Maz. Belichick wants the contract. Brady wants the money. Kraft wants the guy, right? So it's a love triangle. Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. Can't you set a precedent? Can't you do something unprecedented and give him, like, a massive, massive signing bonus, real money signing bonus, so everybody's happy? Kraft can, you know, get his guy. Brady can get his money because it's a...
Okay, but Derek, it's still got to be a real number. I mean, if it's all in the signing bonus, give Brady just one check, it's still got to be $50-60 million.
Correct.
And the Kraft's, most NFL teams hate doing this. They go through all these hoops to defer it and, like, make it not a real number.
Too complicated.
So I just, you know, so, but if Brady says, okay, I'll play for 15 a year. I just want it all up front. I mean, maybe that. It's going to come down to guaranteed money anyway. All this stuff does. It's the only money that matters. Steve in Boston has a thought on the Celtics game last night. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, just a quick couple of thoughts on the Kobe tribute last night from the TNT group. I've always said that what those four guys do is kind of unmatched and that they're the best at what they do. And I think last night kind of set that in stone with the Jerry West, his comments about, you know, Kobe going to the Clippers and all that. Also, I think another good tribute for Kobe, not change the logo, but I think something pretty cool would be put him and his daughter on the 2K cover.
Okay. Well, you can do the video game stuff on your own time. I think devoting the season to him is perfectly appropriate. However they do that. With the logo, with some sort of imaging or whatever. However they make it about this one in memory and dedication to Kobe Bryant, I think that's totally fine. Not that he was a perfect guy or a lovable guy or whatever, but he was a really important guy in that league. And so, fine. Fair enough. I've sort of, you know, we did a day of Kobe. I turn on ESPN and I feel like, I mean, look, I don't want to disrespect the man or the tragedy. I'm not. But it feels like ESPN's gotten to a point where they're just cycling through everyone to bring him on to cry, and it's like everyone's taking their turn crying. Because now it's day three, and, like, I don't know. It was becoming a little much for me.
I mean, to me, there were some key people you had to hear from in the beginning. And I still think some of the best stuff on Kobe has come from Shaq. So, what was a comment he made here in the last day about, you know, had we stayed together, we might have won 10, right? And acknowledging that there was some friction there and they couldn't stay together for that length of time, but that also there was a greatness to Kobe, right? And so, to me, that's the real stuff, the guy that butted heads with him, but they also won together and understood sort of everything that went with it. And, but I don't need to hear from everybody on Kobe.
Let me jump to this. He just jumped on, but I want to get to this because Murray showed it to me earlier. Josh and Webster, what do you got?
So I just didn't know if you guys saw that Antonio Brown posted again today that the only one he wanted to play with was Brady next year. But the fact I think that you guys are missing is that Brady also liked it. I don't know if Murray can pull that up, but Brady actually did like it.
We had another sausage emoji today.
Yeah, AB. They're you know, it's after Brown caught the touchdown in Miami. It was that week two here. AB, want to play more than ever 2020, wherever, at Tom Brady, go. Hashtag be encouraged. And one of the fastest likes on there was from Tom Brady.
Brady's, you know.
You can rule out Antonio Brown in Vegas. I'll tell you that.
But Brady's affinity for that clown is just...
He just looks at the talent, not
like,
the man.
Come on.
Tell you what, that photo that's on that post from the touchdown in Miami, that was an expensive touchdown.
Sure was.
Wow, was that an expensive touchdown.
Brady to Vegas. Brady to Vegas, Colin in Dorchester. Where's Brady going?
Yes, just got in the car. Hey, Felger, what size jorts do you wear?
About 34 waist.
I hope it's cozy down there in Miami. It's about 38 degrees here in Boston.
Phenomenal down here.
I just want to say, I think the way that L.A. has treated Phillip Rivers in the last few days, and you guys touching on it last week about him, you know, sort of quietly moving down to Florida. If I'm Brady, and I don't like how Foxborough and Bill Belichick has treated my contracts here in Foxborough, why would I go to L.A. after what has taken place?
Well, what did they do
with Philip Rivers?
They didn't do anything wrong. Colin, I'm going to cut you off and just speak to this because if the Chargers want to move on from Philip Rivers, they're in the right. That's their choice. It's a personnel evaluation. Did they drag his name through the mud? Did they throw him under the bus? Are there articles being written out there like, you know, Larry Lucchino specials? Like, No. They probably told him, you're not in our plans. We love you. Mean it. We'll give you an early jump on it, in fact, so you can settle where you're going to be playing or you think you might be playing. And that's just it. Love you, mean it. Like, what have they done wrong?
They haven't done anything wrong. In fact, I would say they've handled it right. Like, eventually you get to the point where you say, it's just, you know, we want to rebuild this thing now. We want to start with a different guy and don't take it personally.
Who's going to write that story anyway? Nobody cares about that team.
Meanwhile, Brady has bought property in Vegas. Suck on that for a minute as you consider Murray's
case. Oh,
stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass are live from Radio Row on South Beach in Miami. Presented by DraftKings on the 85, the Sports Hub.
First, I want you to handicap Brady's next landing spot.
Exactly.
It's one of two places. It's San Diego or LA. It's San Diego or Vegas.
You don't think
the Patriots are out?
You think the Patriots are out?
No, I'm saying if he doesn't go to the Patriots, word on the street is he bought a home in Vegas.
Okay.
Really?
Stand by. Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Stand by.
Word is he bought property in Vegas. That's what my friends in real estate. I live in Vegas. He was there for the fight. Word is he bought property, or he inquired about buying property, but that's what I heard. It's not validated or documented, but he made some inquiries about some property.
I love the swing there. Like, the word is it's going to be L.A. or Vegas. Over New England? No. I mean, if it's not New England. Oh. Yeah. But I did hear that he bought a house in Vegas. Now we got something.
So it ain't just Brandon Lang. Hardy said his sources on the ground in Vegas can confirm Brady has bought property in Vegas. So add that to the list. Put that log on the fire. Chris and Rainham, how do you feel about Brady in Vegas?
Hey, guys, I think you're underestimating how much the Patriots will turn on the Patriots if Brady goes anywhere. Never mind Vegas. AFC Championship game in Foxborough. There would be 50% Raiders fans, and they're not actually Raiders fans. They're Brady fans from New England, and 50% Patriots fans. And at the end of the game, if the Raiders are winning, you're going to hear Brady, Brady, Brady. This
love that
fan
chant.
Base is going to turn so quickly because people like me are just as much Brady fans as they are Patriots fans. And if they screw him over and end this on the wrong note, it's going to be terrible.
Okay, Chris, I'm curious. I mean, you might be right.
They'll take a hit, but maybe I'm underestimating.
Will fans turn on the Patriots?
No.
No.
I don't feel that way.
No.
I feel it'll be split. You know, it'll be a really good, you know, healthy thing for people like us. You know, there'll be a real clear division of opinion. You know, deferring to the team and Bill we trust or letting the goat walk out the door, I think it'll be fascinating to see how that falls. And it'll really impact greatly how the season plays out as well. If they go 10-6, 12-4, win the division, they'll be able to control some of that criticism.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it, frankly.
And you wouldn't even have to wait for the playoffs, Chris. The Raiders come in the regular season to Foxborough next year.
So boom and boom. Anthony in Revere on this. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I just have one thing to say. If Tom kicked and screamed so damn much to get Jimmy out of here because this is his team and I'm playing until 45, if he leaves, he is the biggest a-hole in Boston sports history, hands
down. Little strong.
Hands down. He's the biggest a-hole in Boston sports history, I think, because you knew the kid was good. You didn't want to turn over the reins. You were like, I'm going to play until 45. I'm a Patriot for life. Now, you're like, I don't know if I'm a Patriot for life. Get rid of the kid, and now I'm going to leave you with a stinking franchise. Thank you very much.
I hear you, Anthony. I hear you. So you trade 10 years of Garoppolo for if it ends up only being 2 for Brady. Is that a fair trade-off? Anthony thinks no. But what if in those 2 years it was Super Bowl MVP caliber play? Now, this is one of the years, so this wasn't a great year. But I don't know. If you hadn't gone to the Super Bowl and won the thing, I think you'd have a different argument.
I mean, that sort of, you know, that validated a lot for him.
Yeah, it should have. You know, if you're going to trade, you know, 10 years of Garoppolo for 2 of Brady, you better win. And they did. They won. So that mitigates that to me.
It does. They, you know, I mean, look, I'm just playing the other side of it, okay, because I do think that ultimately them winning one, that's it. You can't take it away. You know, they did catch a break in there by getting a bye. So
that's the way it goes.
I understand that. I told you I'm playing the other side of it. I told you this up front. So I told you it was coming.
Someone's getting testy.
Only 2 more days, Maz.
I'm really not that testy about it.
Rob in the car. Murray's got a sucker for you if you want to level out a little bit. Rob in the car and Mookie Betts. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, hi, you guys. Listen, Maz, I can't believe, maybe I'm early on this, but the Sox, the ownership, they're looking to trade the best talented player they've had since Ted Williams, I dare say. For what? Because they're over the luxury cap. They don't want to.
No, see, Rob, no. See, but this is.
I'm going to let you go. It's because a lot of fans feel this way.
I know. See, this is the mistake that
people are making because they want to get under 208. What is this?
Yeah.
But you're telling me what?
No, that people are connecting that, which I get. which I get. But the reason they're trading Mookie is because he doesn't want to be here. That's why they're trading Mookie. The fact that they have to get under the luxury tax is almost a separate argument unto itself.
His money's already on the books. This contract they're talking about starts next year. So it doesn't help them this year. He's already an arbitration guy this year. That's over.
Correct. His salary is set. So the issue is not that they want to get under the luxury tax. This is not the Red Sox being a small market team. This is the Red Sox saying, we want to keep the guy. He's given us no real indication that he would work with us on a contract. He wants to go to market, and if that's the case, he's gone. So what are we supposed to do? Like, I would love for them to keep Mookie Betts. I'm not giving them a Mike Trout contract. And the fact that most guys, if they want to stay with a team, will take a little less. I mean, that's sort of the trade-off. You get the money now.
And he asked for more.
Right.
He asked for more than
so Trout. That tells me that if, you know, he's out. He's out. And again, it doesn't mean he hates Boston. He just means that free agency means more to him than Boston does. So he's out.
Okay, James in the car has got something for me. Go ahead, James. Oh, he's not there. Did I hang up on him by accident? My fault. And call back if you want. Steve in Plymouth on Jimmy G. Hi, Steve.
Hey, yeah, thanks. I just wanted to say, I think a few calls ago you missed the point. The guy calls up and says, you know, Jimmy G got a max contract, and Maz is saying, well, I would have paid him to be the backup. I think the real point is, what makes anyone think the Patriots would have paid Jimmy G contract money as a starter? They don't have a history of paying anybody at the top of the market. They let guys go when they reach top dollar on the market. And you just heard Scott Pioli tell you that they wouldn't even give Brady, when he was at his peak, top dollar. And Brady had to settle, and how rare of an athlete he was for that. So I don't think Jimmy takes the Patriot discount. And if he commands $27 million or whatever he's getting now, he's probably gone anyway. And then you don't have any quarterback.
So this is the part of the story we don't put enough emphasis on, and he's right.
Steve, thanks for the call.
He's right. Like, we sit there and say, well, they should have just signed Garoppolo. What if Garoppolo wasn't going to give them the deal?
Well, if you read the Seth Wickersham story,
right.
He said they were trying for years to get him to sign for $17-18 that would go up if he became the starter, and he wouldn't take it.
Right. And then, as we know, he has the same agent that Brady does, Don Yee. And maybe that was a case where Don Yee said, hey, look, I mean, how many years in a row do we have to give you a break here? We gave you one with Brady, now you want one with Garoppolo, too? Like, really? And maybe Jimmy just wasn't as willing to play ball with them. And they said, you know, if he's not going to play ball, we got to get rid of him.
Jack in Boston, what's your thought on Brady and his house hunting?
So my take on that is, and if you play it back, at that piece that you played a minute ago, the guy starts off with going, my sources tell me Brady just bought a house. Yep. Then he retracts it and goes down to, well, inquired. I heard he was looking at the house.
Right.
And then he retracts that and says, well, I heard he's got some interest. Well, which is it?
Right. Oh, no. Jack, this is why when Brandon Lang got up yesterday, I was like, great take. Love it. Thank you for saying it. I don't believe you. I don't.
He even said, and it hasn't been validated or documented.
Right. Let's go to the Vegas Real Estate Documentation Authorities. No, but it's so true. He bought a house in Vegas. He actually saw property. Oh, no, I actually heard that he inquired about it. Brandon Lang kept going down the stairs. So I wasn't ready to fully believe it. I wanted to because it's juicy, but I didn't fully believe it. But Hardy independently confirmed it. So Hardy's got his sources on the ground in Vegas, and they corroborated. Brady has real estate in Vegas. Now, I don't know when he bought it. That's going to be important to know. If you just plunk it down in the last couple weeks or even within the last month or two, like, that's telling. That's telling. If it's longer than that, I don't know. I mean, maybe you can pass it off and say it was just an investment. But
yeah, maybe. But, you know, let's believe the tabloids for a second here and say the relationship between him and Super G has been a little bit rocky here the last couple of years. He was just getting ahead of it. You know what? I need a crash pad here. Probably somewhere down the road. I'm going to go to Vegas where there's going to be a team.
Easy no-fault divorce state.
Yeah,
I'm teasing with that one.
Well, no, that's just to be a place for a single man. That's all.
We've got Tim in Taunton. Yes, Tim.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, the guy that said Mookie Betts is the best talent since Ted Williams.
Yeah, that was a little strong.
A
thank
much.
You.
Crackpot. but, yeah, and I just wanted to say, like, Brady and Giselle, they've been buying real estate and selling it for years. I mean, how much weight does this really have? And, two, if Brady really is single now away from Giselle, he should have not taken those money breaks.
I don't know. I mean, Look, I don't. Again, I don't want to pound the personal thing and the divorce thing because I really don't care. I only care as it relates to football. But just to, because I thought of it, if he is getting divorced, it would seem to make sense. That's why you would ask for more money, you know, because it's now like, I don't know. You just lost. But again, I don't know. Would he have? Who'd be the big loser in the Giselle
Brady
divorce?
Well, so I was just going to say that. Like, how do we know
that? I'm not sure he's losing anything.
He might actually gain from it.
Oh, he probably would. She's worth more than him.
I mean, so I don't know that that's necessarily a loss for him.
Okay, but
unless she forced him to sign a prenup.
But you raise a good point. The real issue is, does this open up other places for him that otherwise would not have been open? And so Tennessee's a great one. I mean, the idea of Giselle living in Tennessee, like, no shot. Zero.
Email of the day.
Tom playing there? Sure.
Before we get to the final word, subject line, sucker from Murray. Yes, this, Murray gave me this
lozenge.
Red lozenge yesterday. That freaking, that should not be legal.
Oh, stop.
Marijuana should be legal. And all the cannabis industry and all of it, I'm all in favor of everything, the whole direction it's going. It's positive for our society. That particular dosage should not be a legal thing. That should be that should stay on the black market where you know, seek it out. It's not handed to you by so-called, co-workers who allegedly care about you.
Or there should be a restriction on it that it can only be taken by men.
That thing should not.
Maz had the same thing. He was fine. Giggly, but fine.
That should not be legal. Thomas writes in, love the show. If you eat a cannabis product, Felger, it goes through your liver and gets turned into a molecule called THC liver. THC liver is very trippy. And about 1 in 20 people have a bad time as they are too sensitive to it. So it might be might not be your tolerance, Felger. It might be that edible products just aren't for you.
Yeah.
No, here
like,
we
I
go.
Know they're not for me.
I'll tell you, it was definitely trippy, man. I was like, make this stop. And Miami's, like, between timeout, like,
oh,
game
it's
presentation.
Loud. Holy crap.
And it's so dorky. It's so involved. It's so, like, oh, my God, so loud and in your face and corny. And you can't turn away, but it's right in your face. It's embarrassing. It's a cringe fest. Oh, my God. But make it stop is how I felt during the timeouts last night.
And I've never hated people like I hated the people in our row who refused to move their legs as we tried to go to and fro. Our row. They refuse to. I've never seen it. In all my years of going to games, concerts, shows, anything, I've never seen anyone not acquiesce their legs. I wanted to spit in all their faces. I know I wasn't alone either. Beetle was hot about I hated them.
They hated us by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, Beetle, you know, climbing in and out of there.
Oh, what was it that he said at the end of the night, finally? Like, no, thank you. I'm not getting up. I just.
All right, because he was mad. He thought we were leaving earlier.
He said, I just got the stink eye from those people. I'm not getting up. You guys can get up and walk by if you want.
Okay, final word. Max and Grandy noticed our presence last night. You'll hear that next in the final word.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire for the guaranteed lowest prices on tires. Go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nope.
All right, a couple of pieces of sound to get to here today as we wrap up another day in Radio Row. Miami, Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell had some fun at a zooted Felger's expense last night during the broadcast of the
zooted?
Game. Yeah, zooted. You were all, I thought I won. I let a lot of people down. I got texts, direct messages like, you didn't make them puke.
It was close.
I knew.
It was close.
I knew, like, right around that first quarter, I was like, I think
it was close a couple times today.
You're on the ropes.
But I made it through.
I texted Murray at halftime, and I said, don't bury him.
Thank you.
We're wobbling.
Thank you.
You were like, you took a good one on the chin in the first round. They said he's done.
I know, but I stood in there.
Those legs got weak. Anyway, this was during the Celtics Heat game last night here in Miami. And this was
Wisconsin.
Go ahead.
Finest Michael Felger.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Michael Felger!
Can you just... Yeah. Can you stop?
He doesn't know where he came.
My favorite thing is Max takes one look at me and goes, Jesus.
Wisconsin's finest Michael Felger.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Here, keep going. Now, go ahead, play.
Michael Felger!
He doesn't know where it came
from. Michael Felger!
He's oblivious. He's not going to react to it. Just some fan. He's probably used to it.
He didn't even add those words. He's oblivious. There you go.
Yeah, no. There were Boston folks in our area.
Yeah.
So there was some chirping going on.
Oh, definitely,
there.
Yeah. But you were especially oblivious.
I didn't know it was Max.
Yeah. Uniquely oblivious.
Then he runs down the whole length of stairs to just give me some business. He comes out and like confronts me in the seat. Nut job. Go ahead. Play that.
So you're back from your
hiatus.
Visit with Michael Felger.
Why are you here? He wants to hand me a beer. It's like, I mean, I know the Hub were pretty good, pretty liberal, but I don't think that they want me drinking cold one on air.
They were clownishly big, too. The only Miller Lite in the building.
Do you remember offering him the beer?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel confident.
I don't know what he was doing down there. Like,
he was coming down to basically...
Did you want my beer?
Basically say hello. We were like in the middle of the road. Mike gets up and is like, hey, man.
Wisconsin's finest, Michael Felger.
Oh, jeez.
Perfect. And then we have this. I haven't heard this. I'm happy to hear it, though. This is Mark the Beetle Bertrand earlier today.
This was great.
Losing his mind over PR people.
I'm so glad you got this. Oh, Beetle was angry today.
Oh, I want to hear this.
This is great.
All these bozo PR people that work Radio Row this week really are something special. They really are. I can't imagine how much money they make to just be completely inept. It's unbelievable how many times we got emails in the last 2 weeks trying to schedule people that when we emailed right back right away and we're like, yeah, sure, let's talk, let's set it up, that we then got ghosted for days. Or even worse, ghosted for good. What was the one that never called us back?
McCourty's.
McCourty twins. We got an email about the McCourty twins.
Pizza Hut, technically.
Right away, we were like, hey, yep, we'll do it. And they had the availability. We were going to schedule it.
Hardy loves these people.
I emailed the guy right back. I picked up the phone and called him on his cell phone. Got voicemail. Left him a voicemail. Mark Capello then called him 6 more times to try and nail it down. Because we're trying to fill out the schedule. And then you just get ghosted by these idiots. How much money do these people make?
Probably not a lot.
I have no idea.
They're PR firms. I just looked up the one that just screwed us over.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
Chicago.
A good PR
Jill
firm
Schmidt, too. They good?
That's a really good one.
They're not very good. Here's my Yelp review. You guys suck at your job. Oh, my God. Yeah. We're not doing that interview. Yeah, right. First they canceled Andre Reed, now they've canceled the whole thing. Because you know why?
And you know what the best part
None of them are even here until tomorrow. So why would you schedule an interview on a Wednesday when nobody from your traveling party is in Miami until Thursday?
Well, the scheduling snafu here.
It's just been like 2 straight weeks of dealing with these idiots.
It was a favor.
Then there was another guy. There was another guy yesterday who we confirmed with, we talked with, we texted with, and he then emailed again and was like, I lost your cell number. Can I have it? And we didn't reply fast enough, even though we had our cell phone numbers from previous emails. He called Boston. He called the sports hub to the main desk and was like, I need to talk to these people. When's that interview?
He called,
Friday?
Hi, Boston.
Friday at the end of the week? Like, what?
He called David at the front desk.
Yeah, he called the front desk back home in Boston.
The ice cream
this has been a hell of a week with the PR types.
Windows down?
They're so bad. So except Jimmy Shapiro, we like him.
David doesn't need this crap.
He had Kyle Turley.
David's busy. He doesn't need this crap.
He'll be back with Ravel on Friday too.
Yeah, Jimmy Shapiro.
He's a good guy.
We've been talking to him for years.
We have to move Ravel back.
And Andrew, from NFL Network is one of the best.
He's the best.
He is the best. But he's not a PR guy. He works for the network and helps allocate their talent. That's what he does. So it's like, wow, you know?
Yep.
All right. I got that rant over with. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was,
no, I know.
Let me give you the Yelp. Let me give you the Yelp review.
You
right
suck
now.
At your job.
That I like. That is succinct and good. That is right to the point.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.